USA Radio News.
President Biden is in Warsaw today to talk with Poland's president about the flood of Ukrainian refugees entering the country. The president will also deliver a speech in Poland that the White House says, quote, will be a major address. President Biden thanked U.S. troops who are part of NATO's military force in Poland.
None of you have to be here. You all decided to be here for your country. Every one of you volunteered. Every single one of you stepped up.
Jurors found police used excessive force against protesters violating their constitutional rights during demonstrations over the killing of George Floyd 2 years ago, ordering the city of Denver, Colorado, to pay a total of $14 million in damages to a group of 12 people who sued. The 15-seeded St. Peter's Peacocks defeated 3rd-seeded Purdue 67-64 last night, becoming the first 15 seed to advance to the Elite Eight in men's NCAA tournament history. St. Peter's guard Doug Eddard.
I don't think any of us were nervous or really cared about how many people were there watching us.
This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.